Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game. Now, the Warriors being introduced to the crowd tonight, and it's a late-arriving crowd here in Houston, Texas, between the matchup between the two best teams in the Western Conference. Well, head coach Steve Kerr has Stephen Curry back. Steph will play in game number 600 of his NBA career tonight, and Kerr says the Warriors are their best when they walk that line between freedom and chaos.
No, that's always a key for us. I mean, we walk this fine line between chaos and disorder. We're at our best when we can be loose and free, but we've got to have the discipline that goes along with that. When we do that, when we find that balance, we're really, really hard to beat.
Back topside here in Houston, they're getting ready to announce the Rockets' starting lineup. So, Jim, your final thoughts before we get this game up for real.
Well, it's nice to have Stephen Curry back. The two games he's played 60 minutes, maybe 61, scored 70 points. We hate to miss Durant, but we'll just see how Curry plays without Kevin Durant tonight. And also for Mike D'Antoni, I think one of the great coaches in the league, his 1,000th game coaching tonight. He's coached for 14 years, just his second year in Houston. Last year he was 55-27, but I just think a terrific coach, great communicator, great with the players, and I got to play against him later on in my career as he came into the league out of Marshall. Played 4 years in the NBA, started out with Kansas City.
Tremendous basketball mind in Mike D'Antoni. Tonight he'll start Trevor Ariza, now in his 14th year out of UCLA. Starting at one forward spot, he's averaging 12.4 points, shooting 39% beyond the arc with 4.7 rebounds. Ryan Anderson, who hails from outside of Sacramento, the former Cal star, the 21st pick of the 2008 draft, is now in his 10th NBA career. Had 17 last night against Orlando, the most since compiling 23rd at Utah on December 7th. A young, improving center from Geneva, Switzerland. Clint Capela starts at the 5, 6'10", 240 pounds. He's only 23. He leads the league in field goal percentage at 68.1%. On the guard line, the veteran Chris Paul from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Of course, played at Wake Forest, 9-time All-Star, and the 2006 Rookie of the Year, averaging 16.7 points, 45% from the field, to go with 9 assists and 5 rebounds. Carlos Correa is here, by the way. That's the roar. He is the Houston Astros shortstop. Will get the first shot of the night. Chris Paul now in what is a tremendous career for him. 13th year at the age of 32. And Eric Gordon, who played his college ball in Indiana in his 10th year. He returned the starting lineup with Harden out. He's averaging 22 points a game as a starter and over 16 as a reserve. Now for the Warriors tonight, Draymond Green starts on the guard, on the forward line, along with Andre Iguodala. Draymond coming off an 18-point, 10-rebound, 6 assists, 1 steal, 1 block night, his ninth double-double of the season. Iguodala did not play last night because of a strained back and hip. He's missed a total of 6 games this year. 6'6", 207 pounds out of the U of A, and he'll get the rare start in a Warrior uniform under head coach Steve Kerr. At center, Zaza Pachulia, 7 points and 2 assists last night, coming off a season-high 17 the game before that against Memphis. And the guard line, the Splash Brothers, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. And how about Curry? The game winner last night, had 2 games since his return, averaging 35 points, shooting 67% from the field, and 16 for 26 on threes. It is Sean Wright, Benny Adams, and Carl Lennon. They're the 3 officials tonight. The Warriors will wear their home whites on the road yet again. Draymond Green wearing the white T-shirt underneath. The Bay Bridge outlined in gold on a blue field with blue numbers, blue letters on the backside. Rockets with row black on with white numbers, white letters on the backside. And some red piping around the collar and around the cuffs of the pants. It says Houston across the front in block letters.
Tim, I just remember opening night, October 17th. And Houston never had anybody inside the three-point line. They were arced clear around, and Eric Gordon came off the bench for 24. He starts tonight, but they do a lot of pick and rolls. When he gets a big on him, he goes to the hoop.
Opening tip control by the Rockets, and Chris Paul has the ball on the bounce to Capella. Capella turns and faces with a right-foot pivot. Flipped it to Paul on a weave to Gordon. Chased by Thompson, a lock-and-trail position. Gets the ball to Ariza. Picks up the dribble on a Warrior switch. Hands it back to Gordon. Lowers his head. Dribble drive down the lane. Off glass. Up and no good. There's Capella, who lost the ball in traffic, and Draymond Green came away with the steal. Draymond has Capella on his hip. Bounce pass to the late arriving Zaza. No good. The tip, no good. A whistle and a foul. And who is that going to be on? It's going to be on Capella and Pachulia to the free throw line to shoot 2. So the Warriors 30-8 on the season. And the Rockets with a team that started out fast. But as I mentioned right at the top of the broadcast, I thought, you know, their schedule was a little light early on. In fact, in the first 23 games, Jim, 17 of their opponents are not in the playoff standings as of right now.
Well, that's why in October, November, they only lost a total of 4 basketball games, and they had the best record in the league, or the best record over the Warriors for all that time. But then they went on that 5-game losing streak, which kind of surprised me just about a week or two ago.
Zaza hits both free throws at the basket to our left. It's a 2-0 Warriors start just underway. Chris Paul with the ball crossing between the circles. Goes right wing to Anderson. Shovels it back to Paul right in the middle of the floor. Spins away from Zaza. Now guarded by Zaza on the switch. Shot clock at 8. Pulls up. Launches a 3. It's up. It's no good. And a good box out inside by Iguodala on Capella. Allowed Andre to get the rebound. Iguodala. Front court right to Green. In the corner quickly, Curry with a shot. Around it out with a 3. Rebound Capella, hands off to Paul. Paul now drifts down the right side. Waits at the angle, picks up the dribble, throws to Gordon. Downstairs Capella. Capella working on Zaza. Has him in deep and scores with a left-hand jump hook to tie the game at 2.
That's something you haven't seen in recent years. Go right to him inside.
Yeah, usually he gets it off of lobs and tips and dunks. Iguodala turns the corner off a pick and slammed it down. All eyes were on Curry, and Andre just found it nothing but downhill to the rim.
That often happens. He draws 2 defenders.
Chris Paul with a dribble up top. Throws a pass to Ariza, who fades the corner, drives baseline. In traffic, knocked away by Draymond, picked up by Capella. Ariza gets it back, now guarded by Zaza. Fades into a 3, it's up and no good. Another good box out, this time by Draymond. Gets the rebound to Curry. Curry to Iguodala, right down the lane. Throws right to Thompson, hits a 3, and it's money in the bank. Cold, hard cash for Klay.
So important to get out early offense because Klay's the best in the league at getting open.
7-2 Warriors. Here's Anderson. Run off the line by Iguodala. Penetrates over to Ariza. He'll launch a rainbow 3. That's no good. Rebound deflected. Coming back for it, Klay Thompson. Thompson down the right wing. Surveys the floor. Lots of traffic. Throws to the trailing Draymond, who fires a 3 up. It's no good. And Eric Gordon with the board. Gordon jogging down the far side at the Toyota Center. Now he'll drive quickly and gets around Zaza to the rim and scores. It almost looks like he's turned the clock back this year. He's got more of a burst. Iguodala to Pachulia. Pachulia, middle of the floor. He Iguodala throws to Draymond Green. Green lobs it inside. Klay Thompson, good fake on Paul. Leans back, tough shot, no good. Tip, no good. Tip, no good. Rebound, Capella. Oh, what a chance there for Klay. 7-4 Warriors. Anderson catches right side to Gordon. Fumbled the pass. Now dribble drive on Zaza again. Goes up, it's good, and a foul.
Tim, he's only shooting 34% from three-point range, so he really prefers to go to the basket. And he does it extremely well, and he can, with his strength, he can go against bigger people, create contact as he did there against Pachulia, and finish the play.
So now Gordon a chance to tie the game. There's a columnist in the Houston paper today. The Houston Chronicle say, hey, well, I don't blame you if you gave away your tickets tonight to, you know, without Harden, without Durant. Well, if you gave away tickets to this game, you're foolish. Free throw is no good. Warriors with the ball. Klay Thompson.
Who would write that?
I don't know. Low right, Pachulia finds Draymond. He's open, but won't fire. Waits for Curry, who fires from the left wing, and it's a swish. Curry curling off the baseline gives the Warriors a 10-6 advantage. Chris Paul down the right wing. Looks for Anderson, guarded by Curry. Anderson at the box. Fakes, left-hand dribble, trying to post up Curry. Step back off the dribble jumper, got it.
I think Stephen would give him that every time.
Yep. It's a smart move by Anderson. You know, why post up? That's not anything he does normally. Now, great pass by Klay Thompson from the right side. Double-teamed, he found Draymond wide open for a dunk.
We've seen two shots go in because they're worried about the shooters. Curry, Thompson.
There's Chris Paul off a screen. Chris Paul picks up the dribble, throws to Anderson. They'll reset with a handoff to Paul. Paul takes Pachulia left side, throws to Anderson right wing over Klay Thompson. It's an air ball, and it's out of bounds.
I thought Iguodala did an exceptional job holding Capella inside. Didn't make him available.
Zaza dribbles baseline, goes reverse, no good, fell down as Capella defended. Rebounded to Paul, pass cross-court, stolen by Curry, ahead to Zaza, who never came back, and he quietly dunks it down to make it a 14-8 Warriors lead. Gordon, shiver move in the front court, goes cross-grain on the free throw line, to the left baseline, hounded all the way by Thompson. Crossover dribble twice, takes him off the screen, head bop down the lane, he really wants it, feeds Capella wide open for a dunk. Patience by Gordon that time. Iguodala whistled a foul. Iguodala got hit in the head.
Well, Gordon has been the initiator at the offensive end. Yep. Scoring himself, setting people up, and they've got to solve that dribble penetration problem.
The foul's on Ariza. That'll be the second team foul. Draymond Green with the ball on the right wing. Throws to Iguodala. Back to the basket. Turns and faces on Gordon. Tries to post him up. Spins and shoots over him on the right side. That's good for Andre. Spinning left shoulder. And the Warriors again lead by six.
His second start of the season. And he's got a score for him.
Did not play last night in Dallas. Here comes Chris Paul. Pick and roll. Lob for Capella. Look out. Another dunk for Clint Capella.
That's what dribble penetration in the middle of the lane does for you. Particularly with Chris Paul.
Or is it to tighten up a little bit at the point of attack, as they say? Curry walks across the midcourt stripe. Gets a screen from Pachulia. Throws to Draymond. Back to Curry. Drives on Capella. Step back. Off the dribble. Two. On the rim. No good. Tipped up by Draymond. Almost went in. And Anderson's got the rebound. What an effort by Draymond. Here's Chris Paul down the lane. Throws left corner. Ariza there for three. Front rim miss. Curry with the rebound. Two-hand outlet to Thompson in midcourt. Thompson off the dribble. Three on the way. No good. And the rebound deflected away when Ariza runs it down. It's a track meet here in Houston. Chris Paul with the ball. Off the screen comes middle. Now guarded by Zaza. Picks up the dribble. Feeds Gordon. It's a three. It's up and no good. There's Curry back for another rebound. Right out of the pack he goes. Comes right down the middle. Throws to the wing. Bad pass. Ariza the steal. Ariza throws it to the far side. Run down by Capella. Here comes Paul the other way. Warriors up four. Right corner Anderson takes a three, and it's a one-point game. Steve Kerr wants a timeout. Was getting a little sloppy. At 16-15, a one-point lead for the Warriors. We'll take the break. 6:06 to go, first quarter. The defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Stephen Curry talks about the Warriors beating the Rockets in the back end of a back-to-back.
It's always an up-tempo game down there, so just got to hopefully recover really quick after tonight and be ready to defend at a high level knowing how they play. Obviously without James, but still going to be a challenge.
Stephen Curry appearing in the game number 600 in his Warrior career, becoming the 10th Warrior to do so. The other nine, Purvis Short, who lives here in Houston, along with Larry Smith, Donald Foyle, Rick Barry, Al Adels, Paul Harrison, Jeff Mullins, Nate Thurman, and Chris Mullin, who has the franchise record, 807 games. Warriors with the ball out of the timeout. They lead by one, 16-15. Tim Roy along with Jim Barnett here at the Toyota Center in Houston, Texas. Draymond Curry gets it up top. Backdoor pass to Curry, who gets to the rim and scores. Stephen Curry with the bucket. Warriors sub out Zaza Pachulia, bring in Jordan Bell. Rockets have brought in P.J. Tucker and Gerald Green, who's back in the league. Great story. Chris Paul up top, guarded by the rookie Bell. With the dribble, Paul back and forth, between the legs twice, three times. Pump fake, goes up, draws the foul. Shot's good, and he's going to go to the line. Chris Paul with a vintage Paul-like move.
Well, I'll tell you what. Jordan Bell has been disciplined lately. He's learned from game one. They ate him alive. And up fakes, having get off balance, going to the basket. But Chris Paul brought him into that. It took about, what, maybe six, eight different moves
right
to finally get Jordan Bell into the air, because Jordan Bell's really learned through these first 30 games or so not to do that. And he's guarding smalls a lot better, but not that time.
Well, he's guarding one of the craftiest ones ever to play in the league.
Three-point play as he made the free throw.
That's a tie game at 18. Curry with the ball. As also Patrick McCaw is now in. Draymond out. Iguodala, great fake, goes right by Tucker to the rim and hammers it down with the right hand.
He'd much rather drive it than shoot the three, but Al Tucker didn't realize that, and he overcommitted.
So now here's Chris Paul coming up the floor. Puts on the brakes. Rockets 27-9 this year. Paul on the right side again. Gets a switch. Getting guarded by the rookie Bell. Now drives hard. Goes in. Pumping. Bell stayed down this time, but Chris Paul able to make the shot.
Well, when he goes up, you do have to go up, especially when you're 2 feet from the hoop.
Chris Paul uses that arm to create separation. Curry stumbles, falls down, and it's a tripping foul. Chris Paul waves his hand. Discuss. Here comes Mike D'Antoni all the way out to midcourt. Just telling Carl Lane that it's going to be,
it's on Paul.
Along that.
The thing is, he was standing there, and he's a little tricky, you know.
Yeah.
Especially against Curry. Grabs and holds an awful lot. That time Curry ran into him.
McCaw, dribble drive, spins on Gerald Green, puts it up, no good. Saved by Clay Thompson, but McCaw was out of bounds either way. Either Clay or McCaw, both were out of bounds, and that's a turnover.
I fully expected that to go in, and it came up as an air ball.
Ryan Anderson to sit down now for the Rockets. Tarik Black check in. Workman-like center out of Memphis and also Kentucky in his college career.
Patrick McCaw played very well in his 21 minutes in Dallas last night.
Here's Chris Paul off the screen. Feeds Black, now back to Paul. Guarded by Bell for a third time. 4:25 to go first quarter. Rifled it quickly over to Gerald Green. He's open, fires, misses. Ball tipped to the corner. It's McCaw there. Picks it up, falling down. Saved it to Clay Thompson. Great effort by McCaw. Clay finds Iguodala. He picks up the dribble. Almost lost it. Got it to McCaw. McCaw, topside. Curry got bumped off the play. The ball goes to Iguodala. Iguodala takes it up top, throws to McCaw, downstairs to Clay Thompson, guarded by Chris Paul, turns and shoots over the top of him and knocked it down.
That's a very tough shot for most people, but not for Clay.
22-20, Chris Paul again gets the switch, and again it's the rookie Bell. Now Black, mid-post right side, gets it, guarded by Clay Thompson, backs him in, turns, pump fake, drop step, goes up, strip, whistle, and a foul call. Benny Adams calls Clay Thompson for a foul, and Clay not happy about it. What's interesting, Jim, on that particular play, with I almost would rather them throw it to Tarik Black downstairs, because Clay Thompson's an excellent defender.
Without question. Yeah, let him try that. Tarik Black against Washington had his first double-double of the season, 10 points, 12 rebounds. So he is strong and tough, but I don't think he's a great offensive force. Averaging 3.3 points a game this year.
Free throw is... Go ahead.
Shoots 54%, which means he's scoring inside.
Yeah. Missed the free throw. And now we have wholesale substitutions. Nick Young in, Draymond Green in, out Iguodala Thompson. Both coaches, I think, will substitute liberally tonight, having played the night before. Chris Paul will sit down, and Briante Weber, who was a Warrior briefly last year, checks in. And then Virginia Commonwealth, three-time A-10 Defensive Player of the Year, was signed after the Warriors had waived Anderson Varejão.
Yes. By the way, Iguodala, I thought he was terrific in his stint on the floor in the starting lineup.
22-21, Warriors lead by one. Black made one of two. Here comes Curry, pass over to Bell, right side to Draymond. Draymond holds it, guarded by P.J. Tucker. One dribble outside to Bell. Bell back to Draymond. Shot clock at seven. Draymond just fires away. It's up and no good. The rebound caught by Green. Quick outlet on the far wing to Gordon. Gordon takes it middle. Hesitation dribble down the lane to the rim. A whistle and a foul on the way. I didn't see the foul.
Well, they called it before he was in the act of shooting. Now maybe it's a continuation. I guess Curry fouled him from behind, maybe.
Maybe. I didn't see a lot there.
Well, the whistle was early.
The whistle was way early. It was even before Curry got there. Free throw is good for Gordon. Maybe they thought he was Flash Gordon, and he was getting get there so quickly that...
Has to be on Curry because Bell has one right now. He's on the floor and Curry has one.
Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Draymond Green. For those of you who are millennials, just get out Google Flash Gordon. Here comes Curry on the bounce to Draymond Green. Got it to Young. Now to McCaw. McCaw right side. Accelerates with his drive over Tarik Black with a right hand off glass and good for Patrick McCaw.
Love his aggressiveness at the offensive end there.
Back and forth we go. It's 24-22 Warriors. Weber leaves it for Gordon. Pump fake goes up and draws a foul. McCaw pats his chest, and Steve Kerr says, why do we even talk about this?
Right.
Because we said don't go for a pump fake at the three-point line, and that Gordon will shoot threes when we come back. Shoot three free throws, I should say. 2:52 to go, first quarter. 24-22 Warriors on top of the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. We're back in Houston. Tim Roy along with Jim Barnett. 24-22 the score. Warriors leading by two, but at the free throw line now will be Gordon. He'll be shooting three. Now for tonight's game, well, of course, Daryl Morey admitted he's fixated on how to beat the Warriors.
I mean, it's the only thing we think about. I think I'm not supposed to say that, but I mean, we're basically obsessed with how do we beat the Warriors. You know, it's like we calculated, it's like 90% if we're going to win a title, we've got to obviously beat the Warriors at some point. And so we're extremely focused on that. And a lot of our signings and, you know, what we do during the year is based on that.
Of course, bringing Gordon in is a part of that equation, Jim.
Yeah, and they bring it. How about Gerald Green pick up? And he has been tremendous for him last game. Last night, he made seven threes. So they've got people. Gordon, by the way, one of three at free throw line coming into these three here. But when he scored the 24 points opening night, he got to the line eight times. So he likes to play against the Warriors and knows how to draw fouls.
He hits all three here. So the Rockets now have a one-point lead, 25-24.
Warriors have two free throws, both of them made by Petrillion.
Curry on a switch guarded by Tucker, throws to Nick Young. Bounce pass to Draymond, mid-post right side. Peeks over the shoulder of his defender, then throws the ball out of bounds. Boy, Draymond's just, he's had about five passes in the last two nights, just sail on him.
Yeah, he's not being very judicious with his selection.
Weber has the ball between the circles, bouncing the dribble, chest pass Gordon. Now he's got another path to the lane, goes up in traffic and scored it in between two defenders. Gordon powering the Rockets now.
He loves to drive against the Warriors. They got to play him that way.
He is the first player at double figures. Bad pass, Draymond knocked away by Black. Weber has the steal. Weber down the lane, throws it to the corner to Tucker, up top to Gordon. He's open for three, missed it, long rebound Weber. Weber takes it back middle. Now wants to run a play with 2:07 to go. Rockets up three. Weber stops, puts on the brake, shoots over Bell. Didn't get a hand up, and an easy little floater for Weber. That's 29-24. It is a 7-0 run for the Rockets. Curry, step back off the dribble. Two is good.
Could be Curry time here to take over and be aggressive. But he's got to do it out of the half court. in the open court. Half court, they're holding and preventing him from getting the ball.
Gordon off the screen, guarded by Bell. They're putting Bell on an island tonight. Gordon knocks down a three off the dribble over Bell. 32-26. Here comes Curry up the floor. Fakes, goes up, got it blocked, gets it back, throws up a shot, got fouled by Tarik Black, and Curry will shoot two. No, they're going to give him side out. Wow.
They're going to say the foul occurred before the shot.
And Curry not happy about it. He's very animated, which is not usually the case. Of course, in this building, I thought that was automatic. If you run into somebody, throw the ball up, it's a foul. Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. Curry to the corner, goes to Draymond. The jumper's up, it's no good. And the rebound goes to Weber. And the Warriors now with the Rockets closing out the quarter strong. Weber with the dribble, lob inside for Black. Black makes a tremendous catch, spins it out to Weber. Curry erased off a screen, and now the ball comes up top. Gordon with it with seven to shoot. Guarded by Draymond. Waits for Black. Gets the screen. Now Gordon backs up on Bell. Dribbles to the paint. Pump fake. Drop step. Throws up. Blocked by Bell. Great job defensively. Here comes Curry. Curry on the break. Finds Young. Knocked out of his hands. Out of bounds. Tucker got a hand in there. 32-26 Houston. 50.7 to go before the end of the quarter.
Jordan Bell stayed down on the ground when he got a point blank range. Did a super job on Gordon that time.
Young throws into McCaw.
And now Deontay Weber on Curry.
So
they're just not letting him run.
Yep, Curry will get two shots. So Curry heads to the free throw line. Curry has 70 points in two games since returning from the ankle injury. And boy, just has a new lease on life. He looks fresh. Looks like he's out there just having fun. Buries the first free throw.
Not running quite as freely tonight, so a little bit frustrated.
Yep.
We'll see if he can get back to that joyful stage where everything is going for him.
Sean Livingston doing some coaching. He's out of midcourt talking to Patrick McCall. Livingston's not even in the game.
I like that.
Two free throws good by Curry. 32-28. Warriors are lucky that way. They have guys like Livingston and West not afraid to give back. Gordon. Chest pass on the far side. Curling is Green. Down the lane goes up. Whistle a block. And again, the Rockets are taking the ball to the rim, Jim, and the Warriors are fouling him.
And it shows up in the stat sheet. Warriors 4-4 from the line with Curry's last two. And these will be free throws 10 and 11.
Yep.
For Houston. I mean, Houston, 2 of 10 from three-point range. They've done a pretty good job there, but they've slowed the game down, and they're getting to the line, and it's hurt the Warriors. Warriors don't want to slow a game down.
Gerald Green hits the free throw. Great story. Green was in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
The Rockets called him. He had to borrow Trevor Ariza's shoes
to play
in the game.
He was cut by Milwaukee in the preseason. Nobody else called. And he has been gangbusters, averaging 14 a game, and he's shooting 59% from three.
Hits both free throws, 34-28. Curry with the ball. Pump fake goes up. Got fouled. He'll shoot three this time. Good fake, and Tarik Black this time got it. I think Curry is taking a page out of the Rocket playbook there.
Yep. This was, and he jumps in a little bit.
He shot it left-handed.
He shot it left-handed because he wanted to get the shot up. And clearly, Tarik Black did not go straight up, so he was coming into him, and that's a mistake by a bigger player.
And Gerald Green, we mentioned him. He had some memories, Jim, growing up as a Rocket fan.
You know what? I didn't have any money to come to games, but I was just looking up when I came into the gym, just looking at the banners and years. And I just remember as a kid sitting in Indian style in front of my TV with my pops. I remember when they swept Orlando and they had them. He was walking around the whole house with a broom. So those type of moments, man, that's what always be installed to me.
Well, good for Gerald Green getting himself back to the league. Curry makes two of three. He made the first and the third, missed the second. It's 34-30. The Rockets lead by four with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter play. Good ball game here in Houston. Curling off the screen. There's Gerald Green. His three is good.
Hasn't lost any confidence.
No.
Originally drafted by Boston.
Largest lead of the quarter for the Rockets, 37-30, and they've extended it with Chris Paul on the bench. Draymond Green with a play call. Waiting now, middle of the floor. No two-for-one chance for the Warriors after that. Young got held, no call. Ball to Draymond, right side to Curry. Pump fake, dribble drive Curry with 5 on the clock. Throws to Young, left side, pump fake, fly by, 3 ball. Good for Nick Young.
Set up by Stephen Curry, and he even scooted to the corner to get open.
Gordon, met in the backcourt, runs over Curry. Collision, no foul. Rockets want to block, Warriors want to charge.
Steve Kerr wants a carry on Gordon.
And nobody's happy. It's contentious. It's the Western Conference. It's the two best teams of the West. And there is a lot of angst on the floor right now. We'll take the break. End of one. The Houston Rockets on top of the Warriors, 37-33. At the end of one, second quarter action upcoming from the Toyota Center on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. End of one here in Houston, Rockets 37, Warriors 33. Time for the game summary brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Order online at mountainmikespizza.com. The Warriors shooting 54.5, the Rockets 54.2. Rebounding numbers, dead even at 10. Turnovers, Warriors have 3, resulting in 7 points. Rockets have 1, so the Rockets have an advantage there. But the other advantage they have, 8 of 11 from the free throw line, 6 of 7 for the Warriors. So kind of a tight game. Chris Paul played 8 minutes in the first quarter. Curry, as is a normal Warrior rotation, played the entire first quarter. So he will get a rest here to start the second, and the Warriors will bring out their veteran group of Young, along with Thompson, Livingston, West, and Draymond Green.
Well, the Warriors didn't take advantage of the lack of three-point shooting by the Rockets, 3 of 12. That's not going to happen all the time, and yet they're down by 4.
Yeah, the Warriors,
the turnovers are minus 5 in points off turnovers.
The Warriors were pretty good, I thought, defending the 3, better than maybe the dribble drive. Warriors have the ball, attacking the basket, 2 our left to start the second. Draymond Green with it. Waits, finds Nick Young. 1 dribble, bounce pass in deep to West, goes up and spins and lays it in low right.
Great read there and a good pass from Nick Young, immediately hitting him, and he was at point blank range. All he had to do was turn on Briante Weber.
And West just sealed him. Here's Gordon. West now cuts him off on the far side. Ball from up top, Gerald Green. Good pump fake, dribble drive down the lane by Young, laid it in.
He looks like he's 24 years old. He is only 31.
But yeah, he looks like he's
That was quick.
It was very quick to the rim. Draymond playing point forward down the near side. Waits and finds Young, who comes all the way from the weak side. The jumper went in off the glass.
He had about 4 inches of an angle.
For 3.
He got a three-pointer off. He didn't call glass, but it counts the same.
It grazed in. It didn't bounce in. It grazed in. Here's Gordon, left wide open. The jumper's up, no good. Livingston hustles to the rebound. Throw ahead to Draymond. Lob to West, running the floor, and the veteran lays it in. And the Warriors are back on top, 40-39.
Beautiful controlled break there.
Oh, it's a great break. Weber with the ball. Cross-court pass deflected out of bounds by Young, intended for Gerald Green. Good recognition by Young.
One way to guard somebody when he's a little quicker is don't let him catch the ball. And that's exactly what Nick Young did. He had a skip pass there, and he read it almost. He might have had a layup had he been able to take it all the way in.
I don't know much, but you can't score without the ball. I do know that.
That's right.
10-2, Warriors run. Ryan Anderson checks back in. Warriors lead by 1. It's what we expected. I think back and forth. It's kind of evolved a little differently, but he's know these two teams are ready for this game. Weber with the ball, guarded by Livingston. Outside the arc, backdoor lob, wide open. Capella goes up, blocked by David West. Knocked it away. And the loose ball to Draymond Green. Takes it down the lane. Cross-court pass off the fingertips of Klay Thompson. And the Warriors' 4th turnover. My goodness.
Yeah, don't beat yourself. Great play by David West down there. The lob pass took Black clear, or was it Capella?
Yeah, it was Capella, yes.
Capella, yeah. Clear under the basket, and so he had a chance to block it.
Gordon, left-hand finish down the lane, cruising to the rim yet again, and it's 41-40. The Rockets are on top.
They've got to find an answer for him, Tim.
Gordon with a game-high 15. I think at this point he's driving so well, make him beat you with a jump shot.
I totally agree with you.
Livingston watches Thompson curl through, brings it left wing to Draymond Green, dumped it downstairs to West. West to Thompson. Thompson turns on Gerald Green, backs up for spacing, shot on the rim and dropped it through.
He barely got that off in the three-second violation area.
Yes, he did, but I love his control when he gets in there.
Yes.
Capella to Weber. Weber won't shoot the three. Now he will. Launches it up. It's up. No good. Livingston with the rebound. Livingston looks ahead. Throws right wing to Thompson. Clay to the corner. Drives on Gerald Green. Spins in traffic. Hands it back to Livingston. He'll circle to the right elbow. Pulls up off the dribble. Got fouled. And he's going to shoot two. Sean Livingston to the stripe. And the road trip continues for the Warriors. They'll head to Los Angeles right after the game tonight. A day off in L.A. tomorrow. And then Saturday, the matinee in L.A. High noon with your pregame show on the Warriors Radio Network at 95.7 The Game, our flagship station, Warriors and the Clippers with the afternoon game. Love that game. And then Denver on Monday night with a 7 o'clock pregame back at Oracle as the Warriors will take on the Nuggets.
Been a Wednesday game and hit the road for the East Coast.
You know,
snow
feeling,
and cold.
I was feeling so good about the, you know, that next little stretch of games, and you have to say that.
He missed them both.
Livingston misses both free throws. Chris Paul's back on the floor and takes the rebound handoff from Capella. Throws back to Capella in the front court. Paul gets it far side. Warriors switch. Paul, lob inside, knocked away by Draymond. Loose ball to Young, now to Thompson. Thompson up the floor quickly. Drifting left side. Feeds Young in the corner. Bumped by Gerald Green. That's a foul.
Well,
Draymond Green. So many guys are active that way with the deflection. And really played that perfectly. Here's Thompson to throw it in. Right of the Warriors bench. Gets it up top to Livingston. Warriors lead by one. 3 minutes gone by second quarter. Clay with a dribble right side. Shoots over Capella on the bounce. No good. West fights for the rebound, but it's Anderson who pulls it down for the black-clad Rockets. Chris Paul to the timeline. Drifting the hash mark. Goes to Capella. Wide open. Gets a lay-in. He just released off the screen. Nicely read by Capella. 43-42 Houston.
Yeah, and it fooled the Warriors. They thought he was going to set a screen, and it took Livingston away from the basket.
Capella and Gordon, 23 of the 43 for Houston. Thompson curls right side, spins a jump shot off the rim. Klay Thompson, 3 of 7 now. Continues to struggle. That was a wide open shot, too, against Houston. He's had low numbers against the Rockets in recent games.
It was a one-footer, though, not great balance.
No.
But he wanted to shoot.
Chris Paul up top, feeds Ariza. Pump fake, good closeout by Young. Ariza takes the three anyway. The rebound fought for it, grabbed by Livingston on the weak side.
How about that D?
On the right wing, Livingston takes it all the way to the paint. Pull up from 14. That's a back iron miss. The Warriors missing wide open shots. Chris Paul runs into Livingston, throws an elbow to him, and it's a foul.
Number 34, Sean Livingston is first. The first team foul. Here comes number 10, Eric Gordon.
That's one part of the game that just I think needs to be addressed. Everyone talks about the replay. How about we stop calling fouls when guys with the ball run into somebody?
Yeah, in the backcourt.
On purpose. 7:57 to go, first half. I climbed down off the stump. Now Chris Paul with a three. Takes it right side of the circle and buried it. And the Rockets lead by four. Chris Paul with his first triple of the night. And that gets Steve Kerr up off the bench to call a timeout. Warriors down by four. Played 4 minutes and 11 seconds of the second quarter on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Well, the Warriors and the Rockets are two teams that have played each other in the playoffs. Here's Draymond Green.
We know that that's a team we could possibly face in the playoffs, and you would love to have home court advantage. But it's just not the main goal of ours every time we enter the gym. So that's why I would think, you know, they're a little more aware of it, just because it's probably one of their main goals, because it's something that they haven't done.
And I think tonight this game might mean a little bit more to the Rockets than the Warriors. I think both teams want to win. Don't give me that,
of course,
that way. But I think it might mean more to the Rockets if they win than the Warriors. It's because of the track record of the two franchises in the last few years. Warriors have the ball. They're down by four. 7:39 to go, first half. Eric Gordon playing well for Houston. Steph Curry for the Warriors. David West gets inside, sealed off. Ariza turn, left shoulder. A little jump hook for the veteran David West.
I hope he can play more minutes. He looks really good out there.
He does. 7:23 to go, first half. Gerald Green with the ball on the right sideline. On the bounce, Chris Paul. Paul waits, guarded by Livingston. Shot clock inside of 10. Paul ISO'd on the right wing. Jab step out of the triple threat. Raises up, jumper over Livingston. No good. Rebound. Kavon Looney was checked in. Livingston, Thompson, Young, and West, the other four. Here's West in traffic. Lost it. Blocked it. Got it back. Jump hook over. Capella is good. And that time West was good and fortunate.
Well, the crowd here thought it was traveling, but he really got stymied with the ball, but he let go of it, so he had another action.
Ryan Anderson takes a dribble, leans in on Livingston, throws to Capella in deep, and he'll flush it down with two hands. Rockets back up by 248-46 with 6:39 to go in the second.
One of the better passes I've seen Ryan Anderson make.
Livingston, far sideline, picks up the dribble, lobbed to West, guarded by Capella. David West surveys, looks for weak side action. Pass in traffic, deflected away. No, it's out of bounds. It's a turnover on the Warriors. Unforced error there. Yeah, well, no reason to throw that.
He tried to make a play that wasn't there. And Draymond's done that a couple of times as well. You can't manufacture something. You want to take advantage when it's there, but you can't anticipate and believe and think that a guy's going to get open through that kind of traffic.
Curry in. Iguodala in, Young and Thompson out. Chris Paul on the right side, guarded by Looney. Pass inside for Capella, fumbled. Looney fighting for it, goes up. Blocked the shot from Capella from behind. Come on, Looney with the reject. Here comes Livingston. Cruising right down the lane, goes up. Spinned it up, got fouled, he thought. And now David West fouls Anderson behind the play. Steve Kerr up off the bench. Not happy with Benny Adams.
David West, his first.
It looked like Anderson fouled him, but we are up here, they are down there.
Kavon Looney gets a little action here, and he's always ready to play. The last six games, he's only played four of them for a total of 6 minutes.
Well, it's a kind of game you expect here between these two clubs. Not a lot of love between the two clubs. Respect, yes. Chris Paul goes in, throws it up over Looney. No good. Good defense. Didn't go for the ball. And stayed vertical. And now dribbles it all the way up to the front court. Because Curry was denied. Ball deflected by Gerald Green out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Golden State. Good hustle by Gerald Green.
Very you got a little careless.
Yeah.
Looney didn't hand the ball up to Livingston. He kind of flipped it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Green put his hand inside. Knocked it away. It almost was a double touch.
Curry with the ball takes it from Iguodala. Drifting to the right side. To the right sideline, guarded by Anderson. Shot clock at 9. Curry behind the back dribble, goes baseline, throws a bad pass, knocked away Ariza. Another turnover on the Warriors. Chris Paul lob to Green, off the glass. That's Gerald Green, then it's deflected to Iguodala. He'll throw to Looney, back to Andre. Andre with the dribble, gets it to Curry. Quick release over Gordon, and a splash for Steph Curry.
I'm telling you, hit them before the defense gets set. By the way, Curry's errant pass, he tried to get it through a couple of people, just got blocked. He didn't throw it away. They just played better defense.
Curry's got 14. The Warriors are back up by one. Gordon guarded by Looney on the right side. Tough matchup for Kavon. Gordon with a dribble. Steps around Looney. In the traffic. Throws the corner. Gets it to Ariza. To Anderson. The three ball's an air ball. And it's grabbed by Curry. Draymond Green ended up in the crowd. Bounce pass to Looney. One dribble over to Iguodala. Iguodala stops and finds Draymond. Flipped it over right side. Curry, another quick release. It's up and no good. And Chris Paul with a rebound. Warriors 49, Rockets 48. Ball top of the circle. Backs up Iguodala, takes the three, missed that. And Livingston with the board. White clad Warriors going right to left. Livingston lobbed down. Draymond Green goes up, blocked by Chris Paul, and a foul. Mike D'Antoni now not happy. And what do we got? We have a tech. No, we have a hit, two shots. Draymond to shoot two. Crowd thought it was a clean block.
Well, here's what they see. They see him getting the ball after he gets hit on the wrist. Okay? He's hit on the wrist and he slides up to the ball. It's a clean block after the foul.
Timeout on the floor. 4:27 to go. It's contentious. It's fun. It's the Western Conference. Top two teams going at each other. Warriors and Rockets at Golden State now up by 149-48 on the Warriors Radio Network. Presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 4:27 to go in the second quarter. The Warriors lead by 149-48. We'll pause right now. 10 seconds. Station identification on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network.
The radio home of the NBA champion Golden State Warriors. KG.
WCMC FM and HD1 San Francisco. 95.7, The Game.
Warriors have won six consecutive times here in Houston, their longest road winning streak ever against the Rockets franchise, which goes back to when the Warriors were still on the other side of the bay in San Francisco and the Rockets were in San Diego. Draymond Green hits a free throw. You remember they played in San Diego, right?
I played for both teams. Played for the Rockets in San Diego and played for the Warriors in Oakland, but not in San Francisco. I came to the Warriors when they first became the Golden State Warriors and played all the games in Oakland.
Draymond Green misses the second free throw. He made the first. It's a two-point Warriors lead. Tim Roy, Jim Barnett with you here in Houston, Texas. Ariza has it, has time to gather the three and then buried it.
Well, they were two. The Warriors had defended 4 of 17. Now they're 5 of 18.
51-50 Houston. Iguodala bouncing to the dribble, flipped it to Curry. Curry comes middle, throws right wing to left wing to McCaw. Up top to Draymond Green. McCaw had a shot, passed it up. Draymond waiting for McCaw, who curls to the right wing. Shot clock at three. Now that Iguodala got to go. Drives on Gordon, spins on him, lost it, shot it, no, too late. It's a shot clock violation on the Warriors and a turnover.
Gordon is a strong, strong individual. Iguodala may have a height advantage, but Gordon did not let him penetrate and disrupted the ball. I'm surprised they went to the right side instead of Curry, who was coming off a screen by Looney on the left.
Chris Paul waves Gerald Green deep to the right corner. Paul gets a screen from P.J. Tucker. Waits for Gerald Green. Flips the ball to him. Green takes it. Middle. Shot clock inside of 10. Comes down the right wing. Just fires up a three, and it's good. It's kind of a broken play for the Rockets, but they made it work. 54-50. Curry off the screen.
Got to get tighter when the shot clock goes down.
Right side McCaw. Downstairs to Draymond Green. Curry waits, and now there's a traffic congestion in the paint. Bounce pass inside to Looney. Swatted out of bounds by P.J. Tucker. And the Warriors will get it back baseline, left with 10 seconds to shoot.
Nice pass by Draymond, and Looney never saw Tucker from behind. He got all ball.
Curry will be the trigger man, far side of the basket to our left. Just throws it up top to Draymond, to Klay Thompson, who fakes and fires and buries a two.
Well, he makes that look easy, doesn't he?
Hey, man, it's an effortless release. It's maybe the purest release I've ever seen in the NBA.
I can't argue that.
Chris Paul between the circles. Exchanges with Gordon. Gordon guarded by Draymond. Tries to take him off the dribble. Does so. Got to the rim again.
Why can't they keep him outside?
Boy, he has been relentless. 17 first half points for Gordon. Here's Curry. Curry goes the other way. Left hand finish. No good. Off the front rim. Rebound Gerald Green. Hand off to Chris Paul. Warriors down four. Chris Paul to Gordon. He'll drive again. Back up top to Chris Paul. He's open. Fakes and fires a three. It's good. And the Rockets have matched their largest lead of the half. And that's 7 points, 59-52. 2:20 to go before the break. How will the Warriors respond here? Klay Thompson dribbles in. Knocked away by Gordon. Loose ball, Gerald Green. Right side, P.J. Tucker for three. It's up and no good. And Curry with a rebound. 11-2 Rockets run. Pass to McCaw on the right side. Puts on the brakes. Finds Klay Thompson. Thompson now waiting. Waiting. Turns and shoots over Chris Paul. Not a great shot. Batted out by Draymond. Curry gets it out to McCaw. McCaw holding, waiting to bring it down to Draymond Green. Throws to Draymond. Up top, Klay Thompson. He's open for a three. Left angle, front rim and glass, no good.
That's one they needed.
59-52, Houston. Chris Paul wants to move on McCaw. McCaw stays with him. Paul goes by him, goes reverse and scored it. Steve Kerr won't call the timeout. It's a 9-point lead right now for the Rockets. Curry feeds in deep to McCaw. Turns, hand off Draymond, two-hand slam for Draymond Green.
I don't know where his defender went.
I know, it kind of disappeared. There were four guys there, also there were three. Final 70 seconds of the first half. Chris Paul with the ball. Pulls up and takes about a 27-footer. It's up and no good, rebound Draymond Green. Draymond head up with the ball, feeds Klay Thompson, pump fake, fly by, three ball, count that one. Put that in the bag. And the Warriors have cut the 9-point lead down to four, 61-57. Chris Paul will walk it up right in front of Mike D'Antoni, the coach of the Rockets. Hall gets a switch. So Gordon now guarded by Curry, holding him off. Gordon gets it, leads it, ball knocked away by McCaw. Gordon gets it back, pump fake, one dribble, finds Gerald Green. Good closeout by Iguodala. Contested three, won't go. Draymond Green with a rebound. 36 seconds to go before halftime.
We'll
Draymond
two for one.
Drives it on Chris Paul. It's a little bounce step and goes up over the top over him. And the Warriors have taken the 9-point advantage down to two. Chris Paul in the backcourt met by Curry.
Love that little run.
Boy, just.
And they'll get the last shot, Tim.
27 seconds to go in the half. Quick 7-0 burst by Golden State. Chris Paul low with the dribble. Gets a switch now, guarded by McCaw. He's going to back up to try to get a full head of steam on McCaw. Shot clock at 7 from the left angle. Chris Paul crossover twice. Now he goes. Now fakes. Comes right down the lane. Nobody home. Easy layup for Chris Paul. 10.3 to go. Rockets with full court pressure. Ball thrown into Iguodala. Andre leads Clay down the right sideline. Clay pulls up, fires for three. Got it with 5.4 to go. And it's a one-point game. Chris Paul wants to let it roll. Curry lets him let it roll all the way to midcourt. Picks it up now with 3 seconds, with 2 seconds. Chris Paul shoots. No, it's a foul.
They had one to give.
And Curry, good timing on the foul with 2.8 to go. And Livingston will come in for McCaw here.
Interesting how he let it run and roll all the way to half court, though, isn't it?
Actually, yeah, I was curious about that. Maybe it's because he had the foul to get.
Yes. Nothing wrong with letting him pick it up in the backcourt. Then he thought he might get a running start on him, go around him.
Chris Paul catches with 2.8, guarded by Klay Thompson down the lane. Won't get it off in time. Klay was with him stride for stride, and the half is over. 63-62. The Warriors trail the Rockets by one. It's back and forth basketball here at the Toyota Center in Houston, Texas. Coming up, R.C. Davis has the halftime report, as well as a look back at some of the great luminaries in the NBA and in basketball that we lost in 2017. All coming your way on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Golden State and Houston with the Rockets leading by one, 63-62. Tim Roy topside along with Jim Barnett. And getting set for what should be an entertaining second half. We're going to do our Twitter question now, brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Order online at mountainmikespizza.com. And since we have JB here today, we'll drag him into the fray. You can hit us up with questions at Warriors Box, Warriors VOX, or send me an email, Tim Roy, T-I-M-R-O-Y-E, at warriors.com. Tell us where and how you're listening. If you have any questions for us in the second half, just fire away. We'll try to answer them as time permits. You're on Twitter as well.
Yes, I am.
At?
UOGrad66.
That's where you can follow the great.
Route 66.
Route 66, there you go.
Well, 1 point game at half, and the stats are pretty doggone even across the board as well.
Oh, very, very, almost dead even. The turnovers might be one thing the Warriors would like to get back. Draymond Green drops the ball and turns it over to start the second half. It's number 9.
And number 4 for Draymond Green on turnovers.
Chris Paul,
half of them.
Chris Paul will bring it up, so a wasted possession to open the second half. Clint Capella feeds Paul up top with the handle. His pass off the leg of Zaza, and they're going to call it a kick. Trevor Ariza will throw it in. Finds Anderson. Rotates right to Gordon. Gordon had a big first half, 17 points. Dribbles middle, guarded by Zaza on the switch. Gordon now backs him up. Pachulia now. The drive. Gordon goes up. Slow motion move with the left hand. Easy for Gordon.
I thought they might make an adjustment and don't go out that far. Invite him to shoot it.
65-62. Curry the ball left sideline. Pachulia. Dribble handoff to Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson takes a dribble. Pass to Zaza. Back to Curry. Give and go. Down the baseline. Up and good.
Don't see that play very often. Just instinctive by Curry to cut from the corner. His man's watching the ball. Didn't see him go back door.
65-64. Rockets. Chris Paul leads Capella to the rim. Goes up over Klay Thompson and scores.
Well, weak side help got there a little late, but I'm not sure he could have done anything anyway, Klay.
3-point lead for the Rockets. Zaza, handoff to Klay Thompson. Back to Zaza. One big step goes in, blocked away. It's out of bounds off Zaza, and it goes over to Houston.
Well, the defender took a stance there and didn't give ground. Nowhere to go.
Chris Paul brings it to the front court. Chris Paul now has Ariza and Zaza. Boy, Ariza just shoved him down. It's an offensive foul on Ariza. Zaza was giving him the business up top, and Ariza got frustrated, put two hands out. That was not shy by Trevor Ariza. He couldn't move Zaza, so he just shoved him away.
First he picked the elbow. Zaza wasn't letting him going to run the offense. You don't have to give ground anywhere.
No.
He had position. He'll keep it. Draymond to Iguodala on the right side.
Back to Draymond, right baseline. Drives by Chris Paul, goes up, a whistle and a foul. Paul got him as he drove by. And Trevor Ariza, that last little exchange, he's giving away about 60 pounds there.
Yep. Pacioli doesn't mind banging a little bit with him.
Nope.
Well, you got 67-64. You would expect a high-scoring game. These are the two highest-scoring teams in the league, as they were last year as well.
9-point lead for the Rockets in the first half. That was the biggest lead by either team. We had 6 ties and 7 lead changes. Draymond hits the first. Draymond flirting with a triple-double. 8 points and now 9 points. He hits both with 8 rebounds and 6 assists.
I just don't want him to get a quadruple.
No.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Gordon has the ball on the right wing. Former Clipper, former Pelican, feeds Chris Paul. Paul guarded by Curry. Paul waits, dumped it downstairs. Gordon post up, dropped the ball. It's out of bounds. It's off Klay Thompson, who knocked it away. 7 to shoot.
Tough defense to play like that in the lane, but he got away with it.
Ted, Clay's having an outstanding year with this post defense. Just amazing. The guys he's had to guard. Chris Paul lobbed it into Capella. Capella, 5 to shoot, waits for Paul. Hands off to Paul. Right sideline, turns the corner baseline. Gets a teardrop up, no good. Rebound loose, Draymond's got it. Draymond wants to run. Right sideline, Klay Thompson. Downstairs, Iguodala. His pass off the foot of Capella and out of bounds.
Yeah, that's one you'd like to have back. You had an advantage. Would have been an easy layup.
Curry will throw it in.
Right idea.
Just left of the Rockets bench to Draymond, who's falling out of bounds. Throws it off of Anderson, and it will be Warriors ball again. 15 to shoot. Iguodala. Chest pass to Curry. Curry, left-hand dribble on Gordon. Backs up between the circles. Feeds Andre. Andre turns, 15-footer on the rim. Rolls off the rim for Andre Iguodala. 67-66 Rockets, 9:30 to go third. Chris Paul in the front court. Finds Anderson with a near side pass. Dribble handoff to Ariza. Behind the line, 3 is up and no good. Rebound tipped away. Ariza's got to it first, and a collision, and Ariza's out of bounds. And who is in there? Is that Curry?
That's Curry. That's Stephen Curry.
Got sandwiched in there.
But someone, they landed on someone on the sideline.
Yes, they did.
A spectator. And this is a pretty big crash.
Yeah, it is. If you want that seat.
But I love the call from the official. There's a lot of contact, but Ariza just went out of bounds.
And Draymond Green will put a ball into play. Everybody seems to be okay. Quick throw ahead to Klay Thompson, who's caught now. Double team in traffic. Throws to Andre. Left angle, 3 on the way. Misses everything. Chris Paul with a rebound. Rockets still up 1. Paul. Cross court skip to Anderson. Back to Paul. Ariza's in the backcourt, bent over at the waist. And the Rockets now, the Warriors call, trying to double and a timeout. Ariza bent over, now going down to both knees. He is really in pain. We'll find out what's going on with Trevor Ariza when we come back with 8:58 to go in the third quarter. Rockets 67, Warriors 66 on the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. 8:58 left in the third, 67-66. Houston on top by 1. Tim Roy topside here at the Toyota Center on a cool Texas evening. Warriors head back to California, where it seems like that California is about the only place that has normal time of year temperatures across the country right now. Eric Gordon to throw it in. Rockets attacking the basket to our left. They're in the front court. Anderson comes over, gets the ball from Gordon. Gordon gets it back, bouncing on the dribble, guarded by Zaza. They got the switch they want. Warriors show good help. The double team pass to Capella inside. Left-hand layup no good, and Draymond called for a foul. Draymond Green with the foul. Capella to the free throw line. And Chris Paul says Harden being out changes the Rockets' dynamic. Obviously, it does.
Heck yeah. I mean, it's business as usual, but I mean, that man averaged 30 points. You know what I mean? So it'll be by committee, but all in all, we cool.
Capella at the stripe and misses the first free throw. Very, very short.
The problem with that 1-5 screen and roll, Eric Gordon, Chris Paul, whoever it may be with Capella, then you get the center on him. You got to go give him help with the guard, and then you lose Capella. He's very good at making himself available.
Second free throw, Capella, good. Two-point Rockets lead. Ariza, by the way, is okay. Got shaken up. Now a turnover on the Warriors and a loose ball to Gordon. To Chris Paul, he's wide open. Back to Gordon. Wide open. I mean, nobody near. Missed the three. Rebound tip to Draymond Green. Gets it.
Very fortunate there. Iguodala got up in the air and somehow didn't know where to throw it and got caught.
Curry now.
He's lost a shoe.
He's got a flat tire. He's got to get changed. Draymond Green to Klay Thompson. Thompson, middle of the floor. Thompson drives on. Ryan Anderson shoveled to Iguodala, coming from the weak side. He slammed it down, and we're tied at 68.
Well, you don't often see Klay Thompson make that kind of play. Dribble penetration, and then a little underhand flip for a layup, and a nice assist.
He's been moving the ball very well in the last few games. Chris Paul with the ball on the right side.
Klay was a creator as Paul goes back behind the three-point line.
And shoots over Steph Curry. It's a front rim miss. Rebound to Draymond. Draymond takes it right down the heart of the defense. Hand off Curry. Curry turns and waits for traffic to clear. Feeds Draymond on the bounce. Guarded by Chris Paul. Got to be careful there. Draymond backs it down. Spins baseline. Lost the ball. Draymond got it back. Lost it again. It's out of bounds. It'll be Golden State ball. Mike D'Antoni and the Rockets coaching staff are having real trouble here accepting that ruling.
It happened so fast. Paul is very aggressive at the defensive end, trying to get a steal. He's the active steals leader in the league, by the way.
Iguodala to Zaza. Seven to shoot. Warriors got to go. Backdoor cut. Draymond Green down the lane. Whistle and a foul. Boy, that just had uncertainty written all over that.
Yeah, this is a battle inside, and nothing comes easy in the paint.
By the way, on Twitter, Ryan checks in. Ryan and Joe heading over the Altamont Pass. Joe listening in the American Canyon right now. Checking out the game tonight. And Vedanth and the Yati in India are listening right now. Free throw good for Draymond Green.
He was 3-for-4 coming into these two. 4-for-5 on the night. He can fill up a stat sheet. He's so active and involved.
Already has a double-double, 10 points and 11 rebounds. 7:33 to go third. This to give the Warriors a two-point lead. Draymond Green lets it fly. It's good. 70-68. The Warriors have led by as many as six. Chris Paul will walk it up. Neither team a double-digit lead. The two top teams in the West going head-to-head without two of their stars. Chris Paul throws to Ryan Anderson, chased out by Draymond Green. One dribble down to Gerald Green. It's Green on Green. Gerald with the ball. Pulls up, shoots over Draymond, knocked it down. Three ball for Gerald Green.
For Gerald, his third of the night. He just keeps continuing his hot streak since they signed him.
71-70 Rockets. Ball to Curry from Draymond. Dumped it down to Zaza. Back to Draymond on the left wing. Curry gets a screen from Zaza. Curry dribbles by Capella. Inside, throws outside to Andre. Back to Curry. Hits a corner three. It rattles. It doesn't go. Anderson defensive rebound. A great look for Curry there. Much like the Gordon one earlier. Here's Chris Paul. Wide open, top of the key, off the screen. Missed that. And Petullo the rebound. Curry steps around Paul to the midcourt stride. Crossover dribble to the right hand. Leads up with the right hand and scored with a finish. Took the body hit and scored. Warriors back on top by one.
Did a great job of shielding so he gets the shot.
Gerald Green open right side. Buries another triple. And the Rockets lead 74-72. That's the ninth triple for the Rockets. Curry probing. Takes it right side. Throws to Petullo. Curry getting bumped by Gerald Green. Ball goes to Draymond. Now to Klay Thompson. Inside Zaza. Touch pass Andre. Back to Zaza. They're playing catch inside. And Zaza laid it in to tie the game at 74. Wow.
Doesn't come easy, does it?
Oh, my goodness. It's a struggle here in Houston. Chris Paul picks up the dribble. waiting, needs help. Anderson exchanges with Ariza. Ariza back to Chris Paul. Paul and Harden handle the ball just about all the time for the Rockets when they're on the floor. Gerald Green launches. That was a little bit of a heat check. Klay Thompson saved it to the near corner to Iguodala. As Klay was falling out of bounds, Andre takes the front court. Little shiver move, feeds Klay. Klay's open, fires for three. It's a corner three for Klay Thompson. He was heckled in the corner and turned back to the fans who were doing the talking. 77-74 Warriors.
Well, he's able to get open more often than Curry. Curry's been smothered.
Chris Paul feeds Capella in traffic. Lost the ball. Stripped by Draymond. Klay Thompson leads Andre on the breakaway. Goes up and slams it down with the right hand. The Warriors lead by five. And Mike D'Antoni up off the bench. He wants a Houston timeout. Warriors 79, Rockets 74. 5:06 to go in the third. A 7-0 explosion for Golden State. Gives them the lead on the Warriors Radio Network. Presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors.
Be among the first to experience the state-of-the-art luxury of Chase Center. Book a private Chase Center experience tour to find a premium suite that fits the needs of your clients and your company tonight. Book your private tour at chasecenter.com/suites or for more information, call 888-GSW-HOOP and press option 1. Representatives are standing by to assist you.
That's Jim Barnett. I'm Tim Oy. We're topside here in Houston. A good ball game between the top two teams in the Western Conference. Warriors 79, Rockets 74. 7-0 run for the Warriors. 5:04 to go in the third. Chris Paul. And we have a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Zaza for grabbing a jersey of Tarik Black.
Gerald Green, 16 points in a little over 20 minutes. 4-7 from three-point range. You take away those, Tim. The rest of the team is 5-22. He has been dynamite since he joined his club December 28th.
Warriors have defended the three well tonight. Now, Ariza's out, and Gordon comes back in. I wonder if Ariza is okay, because they took him out rather quickly. Here's Chris Paul on the right side. Throws to the corner. It's one dribble by Tucker. Up top to Paul. Paul waiting. Shoots the three. It's on the way. It's off the front rim. Bounces up and bounces in. Hit the front rim. Hit the glass, rolled around, and dropped in. 79-77.
He makes his third of the night. Having a great year at 39% for Chris.
Warriors up two. McCaw. One dribble on the bounce to Iguodala. McCaw flashes through. Andre, dribble drive by Gerald Green. Goes up and under, threw it away right to Gordon. Gordon on the break. Drives on Klay Thompson. Goes up and scores.
Andre's got to finish that shot. He's at point-blank range. I'm surprised he tried to throw it out.
79 all, 4:10 to go, third. Klay Thompson, in a game of many runs for both teams. Klay Thompson right side, feeds Pachulia. He goes up and in and misses a shot wildly. It's no good. Chris Paul with a rebound. Paul takes it down the middle, throws the corner. Tucker there, it's a three, and it's up and no good. Curry's got the rebound. Curry surveys the floor. Crossing midcourt, feeds McCaw. He's open, sets his feet, lets it fly. Too strong. And the rebound to Tarik Black. Chris Paul gliding down the near wing. Works Curry through a screen. Backs up Pachulia behind the back of the dribble. Nobody follows him. 14-footer missed it. Got his own rebound. Fouled by Curry. Chris Paul wanted shots, but he won't get that.
That shot almost went in, though. What do you do then?
I know. Well, it's before the shot. At least that was the signal.
Yeah, he was fouled by Curry before the shot. It's amazing how hard he can get hit and still control the ball to the basket.
He is very, very, very strong for a guy his size. He's going to sit down now at 6 feet, 175, and 6 feet might be even a little generous.
Yes.
Ball handed off to Briante Weber. Weber picks up the dribble, feeds Gerald Green. The green light is on for him. Ball tipped away. It's grabbed by Curry. Curry in transition behind the back. Down the lane, flipped it over Gordon. Off the rim, no good. Curry wanted that one. We're still tied at 79. Weber bounce pass to Gerald Green. Corner three is up. It's good, and a foul. Andre Iguodala crashed into him. And now it's an 8-0 push for Houston. And Gerald Green goes to the line. I said, it's been a game of many runs. And the Warriors will call time with 3:07 to go in the third. Back and forth we go in Houston. Now it's the Rockets up three. The defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Warriors and Rockets. Gerald Green will be at the free throw line, willing to do whatever the Rockets want him to do.
I mean, whatever role the team needs me to be for this team to be successful, I will. The team needs me to go out and pass out towels, I'll pass out towels. Whatever it needs me to do for this team to be successful and to win a ring, I'm willing to do that.
Gerald Green with 19 points, 6 of 9 shooting, 5 of 8 outside the arc. And he's got a free throw right now. He's 2 of 2 there. And he gets the 4-point play. It's a 9-0 run for the Rockets, and they lead by 4. Chris Paul with Weber in front of him. Casually tossed it to Draymond. Draymond down the near side. Hand off to Curry. Curry backs up Tucker on the dribble, takes the 3. It's up and no good. And the rebound snatched by Gordon. Gordon dribbles through a screen by Gerald Green. Gets another one from Tarik. Locked down. So hooks another drive for Jordan. Up and in. Spins it up and in. Warriors are down by 6.
He's got 23.
Oh, a wild shot up no good. And a tip in by Looney as Young turned his back to the basket on a drive from the left side and flipped it up no good. But Kevon Looney right there. And the Warriors needed that bucket. 85-81 Houston. Now wide open is Weber. A push shot from the top of the key won't fall. And Draymond Green has the rebound. Draymond sees nothing of advantage on the break and backed it up to between the circles. Draymond downstairs to McCaw. McCaw dribbles out to Curry. Curry dribbles in, goes all the way in. Left hand, it's up and good. Curry with a bucket.
Boy, he's working hard.
He is.
To get any kind of daylight.
Curry with 20 now, with a minute 50 to go in the third. Eric Gordon, pass to Gerald Green, guarded by Looney.
Way out there.
Way outside, about 5 feet beyond the arc. Gerald Green takes a dribble, Looney defended, he banked it in. The Bank of Houston was open for Gerald Green. A shot contested well by Kevon Looney.
He's got half their threes.
Draymond Green, handoff Looney, waits for Tucker to fly by, and he slammed it down.
Warriors still have their poise.
Yep, 88-85. Looney with a couple of buckets here, coming down the stretch in the third. Final 79 seconds. Gordon, hesitation. Head fake, dribbles again to the rim, as Gordon cannot be stopped on drives tonight. He's got 25 points. 90-85. Draymond Green runs down a pass in the right corner. Left-hand dribble, pass to Curry in traffic. Turns to Looney, who flies in for another dunk.
Do you know how pinpoint that pass had to be from Draymond to get it to Curry? It had turnover written all over it, and then they whipped it over to Looney. It's a heck of a play.
90-87. Weber dribbles the ball out of bounds as Curry came in looking for a steal, and he tried to spin dribble, and it went right off his hand. And with the Rockets, with some of the plays that have been made by Gordon and by Gerald Green, the Warriors are only down 3 here. Curry behind the back, stutter steps to the dribble, drives right side, hook pass corner, McCaw to Young, left angle 3, he's got it, and we're tied at 90. What a ball game in Houston.
Tied for the 10th time today.
30 seconds to go. Gordon up top, couldn't get 2-for-1, now guarded by Looney. Backs him up, takes a 3 off the dribble. It's an air ball, goes out of bounds.
I tell you, Looney has been good. Looney's was good defense there, hand in the face. Didn't overextend. Gordon couldn't go around him. And the Warriors get the last shot of the quarter and can take the lead.
Shot clock turned off with 17 seconds. Draymond right on top of the Rockets logo. Now drives on Tucker. Backs him up down to 10 seconds. Waiting for something to happen. Curry curls right. Can't get free. Draymond backdoor to Curry, who steps out for a 3-pointer and got it. He got Gerald Green turned around. Mike D'Antoni's frustrated. 2.7 to go in the quarter. Gerald Green from midcourt. That bank shot doesn't go in. And the Warriors somehow, someway, take a 3-point lead to the fourth quarter, scoring the last 8 of the third.
You never know what's going to happen. Up, down, inside, out, back and forth. And we've got a big one here.
93-90 Warriors, 12 minutes to go on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Warriors and Rockets, 93-90. Golden State with the lead, 12 minutes to go here at the Toyota Center. We'll pause 10 seconds. Station identification on the Golden State Warriors Radio Network.
The radio home of the NBA champion Golden State Warriors. KG. GMC FM and HD1 San Francisco. 95.7, The Game.
Time for Game Summary brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Go online and order at mountainmikespizza.com. Warriors ending with an 8-0 burst to take a 3-point lead, and that was after the Rockets had made a nice run on Golden State of 9-0. A turn of 5-point deficit into a 6-point lead. So here we are, 93-90. Draymond Green, 11 points, 12 rebounds, 23 points and 4 assists for Steph Curry to go with 7 rebounds. 18 for Klay Thompson for the Warriors, 25 for Eric Gordon with the Rockets, and 18 points for Chris Paul, 23 off the bench for Gerald Green.
Well, Stephen Curry, 9 of his 23 in that last quarter. And Tim, I don't know how he does it. He went 4 of 7. It was remarkable how clever he was to get open for that last three. But he's got two and three people hanging on him all the time trying to get free. Just shows his brilliance.
Eric Gordon, who had 8 points in the third, dribbles hard left side, gets a pass to the rim, and up, no good. Rebound in traffic. Dark Black goes up and got fouled. Blackwood, Tucker, Gordon, Weber, and Gerald Green. Up against Nick Young, Livingston, Thompson, Draymond Green, and David West.
Between Gordon and Green for Houston that last quarter, they had 21 of the 27 scored by the Rockets.
Curry and Looney had 15 points combined in that quarter. Looney, all of his late.
He was good.
Ashley checks in on email. Tim Roy of Warriors.com saying, listening from L.A. with my future Warrior fan kicking with excitement. Ooh. Expecting in May. Husband heard, checked out the game against Charlotte.
Oh yeah. If he's kicking now, he's going to be big.
Oh, big guy. Second free throw, Black, no good. Rebound, Draymond Green. And the Warriors come up the floor. Livingston with a bounce pass to Nick Young on the right side. Young with a big three a moment ago. West back to Young. It's another three attempt. It's off the front rim. West tipped it up and almost went in. And it's tipped out of bounds by Gerald Green. The Warriors will get it back. Some good hard work on the glass by David West.
Love that effort. Just a little bit of extra effort. And it changes everything. That ball was out of bounds off the fingertips of Green.
Fresh clock for Golden State. Near side of the basket to our right. Tarik Black checks out. And Clint Capella checks back in. Klay Thompson curls to the ball, but it goes to Draymond Green down low. Draymond Green posting up Gordon, goes up, draws a foul, and he's going to shoot two.
Has a chance to put the Warriors up by five. The biggest lead they've had all day is 6, Tim.
Had the proverbial mouse in the house. Let's do one more question here, Jim, at the start of the fourth. Rashawn wants to know, what's the favorite arena to visit? What would yours be?
Ooh, it's hard for me to get past Madison Square Garden, but I also like the TD Center now. It used to be the Boston Garden. Just going to where the Celtics, my first team. It's pretty memorable for me.
I will say Madison Square Garden and also down in Phoenix, just because. No, actually, no. Let me take it back. Madison Square Garden in Sacramento. Yep. Sacramento is where I did my first NBA game, and I can't say Boston. I'll tell you why in a moment. As the Rockets turned the ball over, no, it was deflected by the Warriors after Draymond's free throws make it 95-90.
Madison Square Garden, it's hard to beat playing there.
Yeah. I can't say Boston because they put me in a corner
there,
and it's very hard to do the game. So
I don't even know. You can't see part of the court.
Absolutely, yes. Briante Weber will throw it in. Backdoor cut by Anderson. Double clutch goes up and got fouled. Rare breakdown.
And darn near traveled before he made the up fake.
Very close to it, but Warriors with a breakdown defensively there. Ooh, he did travel.
Uh-huh.
He took three steps. You can't do that in the National Basketball Association.
He came to a jump stop after he'd taken a big step.
I didn't see the first one. It was like, I thought he went 1-2. And I'm like, oh, no, wait, he had the ball, went 1-2-3. He misses the free throw, which means Rasheed Wallace says ball don't lie. And the second free throw is good, 95-91. Warriors lead by 4, 45 seconds into the fourth. Been a good ball game. Two good, proud teams who played last night going back and forth. Nick Young drives by Anderson, got to the cup and scored. Goes tumbling down as well.
Three-point effectiveness brings somebody out running at him. And he had a nice little move.
97-91 Warriors now. Young deflected a pass by Weber. Goes right back to Weber. Now Gordon takes it. Gordon, pump fake to Capella. Back to Gordon. crossover dribble, sheds West, takes the jumper, it's out of bounds, and it goes back to Golden State.
Tim, he's one of seven from three, and that's why I think it's smart tempting him to shoot the three-point shot. David West bothered him a little bit, and it was also about Stephen Curry range, and I don't think Gordon has that kind of ability. Not that kind of marksmanship.
Livingston not consistently, though. Livingston will take it across midcourt. Down the near wing. Leaves it for Klay Thompson to Draymond. Back to Klay. Right side. Flip the ball down. Steers to West. Back to Draymond, who cuts back door. Gets a slam at Golden State now. Leading by eight. It's their largest lead of the game. 99-91.
We saw them do that last night late with Kevin Durant.
Ryan Anderson, open three right side. Doesn't go. Nick Young with a rebound. Draymond gets it over to Livingston. Rockets are 12 of 39 from deep. Livingston with the ball. Looking for West. Feeds him. The cutter is Draymond. It goes over to Young instead. Young spins. Passes down to Draymond. Got a foul on the pass by Briante Weber. That gets James Harden up off the bench. Natalie attired in a nice black suit with red piping, which kind of matches the team's colors.
Both teams with two fouls in this quarter in the first 2 minutes.
99-91. 8-point lead for the Warriors. Ball flipped into Draymond. Over to Klay Thompson. Makes a good catch of a high pass. Pump fake on Capella. Goes by him. Uses his body to protect the ball. And finishes with a left hand. And the Warriors have a 10-point lead. And the Rockets want time.
Thompson's been solid all day in every quarter. And that's a big, big drive to get the double-digit lead.
8-1 run for the Warriors. 2 minutes and 4 seconds into the fourth. 101-91 Golden State. The defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Well, Zaza Pachulia says the strength of the Warriors is their versatility.
You're the same. Everybody brings something different on the table, and we all just sharing, basically, you know, throughout the 48 minutes. And we have so many different type of lineups and personalities with, you know, some guys who are great in switching, and some guys who are great in athletics, some guys are smart passers.
That's John Zaza Pachulia as the Rockets will put it back into play. Jim, 101-91, Warriors lead by 10.
They've been doing a great job rebounding today, not giving second chance opportunities to Houston.
Chris Paul, quick pass over to Gordon, fires away on the three, and that one fired with purpose, makes it 101-94. His second made three of the night. Designed play to get Gordon to look.
And he was wide open, shot it calmly.
Draymond Green catches, guarded by Gordon, throws downstairs, bad pass, West runs it down. West, guarded by Anderson, wheels to the middle, drop step, spins, shoots, David West turning back the clock, knocks down the jumper, and it's 103-94.
Did it all himself. Draymond threw a blind pass there because Ryan Anderson had his head turned, but David was smart enough to go and pursue the ball, otherwise it's a turnover.
Chris Paul, now guarded by West. Both wear number three. Downstairs, Capella. He lost it. Deflected out of bounds by the sandwich of Klay Thompson and Sean Livingston.
Gang defense inside, and Thompson saved a layup, which would have been a layup.
Nine to shoot. Chris Paul throws in. Popping out Ariza. Good pump fake. Off the dribble three. Back iron won't go. Ryan Anderson with the offensive rebound. Got it up top to Gordon. Gordon with the dribble. Gordon's had a fabulous night. Moves on Nick Young. Stumbles down the lane. Floats it up and in.
Draymond tried to go for the block, but Gordon released it on the way up.
He's got 30. Here's Nick Young with a jumper from the left side. That doesn't go. Capella gets the rebound. Locates Gordon on the bounce. Warriors up seven. Capella running the floor. Steps around. Livingston with a beautiful move and laid it in. Steve Kerr's going to want a timeout. It's a 7-2 run for the Rockets. Back and forth we go. And now it's 103-98. Warriors will take the break. 8:25 to go on the Warriors Radio Network presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Back in Houston, Tim Roy and Jim Barnett with you. And it's now a 5-point Warriors lead, 103-98. Don't forget, Klay Thompson shows he can shoot, score, and celebrate like no other player in the league. Monday, January 8th, China Klay Bobblehead Night. He won the first 10,000 to receive this bobblehead, courtesy of Lucky California. Get your tickets at Warriors.com. Nick Young will put the ball into play. Tim Roy And JB up top here at the Toyota Center. Mike D'Antoni scanning at midcourt watching. Young to Livingston. Livingston back to Young. Warriors led by 10 a few moments ago. Draymond Green. Left wing to West in traffic. Bumping with Gordon. Back to the basket. West feeds Klay Thompson. Fakes. Step back. Takes the three. It's on the way. It's good. The ball slipped down and it rolled down his leg, Jim.
Yes, and the two defenders didn't recover. He just parted their hair.
5 of 7.
He's been really good second
outside
half.
The arc.
Really good.
He's got 23 overall. Gordon with the dribble on Klay. Cuts him off. Gordon has to retreat to the three-point line to set it up again. This time through a Capella screen. Gordon feeds Capella in deep. Goes up over Draymond, who made him change the shot. No good. And David West with a rebound. What a help by Draymond that time.
Great defensive play.
Draymond comes to the middle. Lob inside for West, who gets open, goes up, and jammed it with the left hand.
And suddenly, they've got a 10-point lead again.
108-98.
Everything here is unpredictable tonight.
It's just crazy. It's a real grinder, but, boy, it's entertaining. Two talented, good, well-coached teams going at each other. Chris Paul comes left. Paul guarded by West on a switch. Rocks into a three. Goes up. It's an air ball. And I think maybe West got a piece of it. Draymond to Klay Thompson. Thompson wanted to feed West. Now does. West dropped it. Got it back. The late cut is Livingston. And he traveled.
He lost control of the ball a little bit. Got it back. And he was taking those little baby steps that he often does, Tim, while he's going to dribble and go up for a jump shot.
Just a little bit out of rhythm tonight. He's going to sit down. Iguodala comes in. Come on, Looney got to the table, but too late. About David West again. 12 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists in 11 minutes.
And he changed that shot of Chris Paul a moment ago.
Here's Paul off a screen, guarded by West. Paul backs up, drives on. West bumped him out of the way. West is hurt. The jumper's up and good.
I think they collided with knees.
Yeah.
I think Chris Paul's right knee hit the other knee of David West is left.
108-100. Klay Thompson dribbles down the lane. Shoots off balance. Off the back rim. No good. Capella with the rebound. Chris Paul fouled by West in the backcourt. That was a message foul by David West.
Also, he needs a little timeout. He's hurting.
Yep.
He's limping.
And former Hornets teammates not on the best terms right now.
David's got to come out. He's limping on that left leg. And I think it was just a collision. The patella on the patella. That does smart. But a little ethyl chloride will take care of that. Just freeze it up.
I don't think that happens anymore. Do
they still do it? I think so.
Draymond Green's going to get a breather. Kevon Looney comes in. Nick Young out there for David West as well. Chris Paul off the screen. Paul bouncing the dribble on Looney. Wants to make a move. Looney's standing there. Good job by Looney. Pump fake, though, in the corner by Gerald Green. Got Curry off his feet and knocks down a three. 26 for Gerald Green. 108-103 Warriors.
7 threes for Gerald Green.
Curry off a Looney screen. Guarded by Capella. Throws to Klay Thompson in deep. Over Tucker. Up and good. Spinning left shoulder.
Not many people in this league make that shot.
But really. Klay does. And now he's got to guard Chris Paul at the other end. Pick and roll. Paul, left side of Reza. Unguarded three. In and out. And Looney flies in for the rebound. Gives it to Curry. Warriors up 7. Curry down the right side. Cross court to Klay. Klay from the hash mark. Rattled and didn't go. Iguodala offensive rebound. Back to Klay. Loads it up again. And gets it on the second try.
He's killing him out there.
He's pounding his chest. And the Warriors are back up by 10. 113-103. Chris Paul leans in. Pushes off. Shots up. And it's a foul on Iguodala. Chris Paul is very good at that. He gets into the body.
And just gets a little bit of an angle.
Yep.
Gets you going at an angle so he doesn't hit you straight on. You think you're playing pretty good defense, and you are, but he's so center of gravity. It's low to the ground. He gets a little edge by you and then makes sure the contact comes.
Yeah, he didn't push off that time. We were screened. I thought he did. He did not. He just used his shoulder that time.
Yep.
Free throw is good, so yeah. I apologize to Mr. Paul.
I won't tell him.
I apologize to Chris Paul, to Les Paul.
And Mary Ford. I like that.
5:23 left. Chris Paul just so talented, so tough. Makes both free throws, 113-105. Steph Curry, 23 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. What a three-game comeback trail for Curry since coming back from the ankle injury. He'll pin down for Klay Thompson. Klay with a catch, guarded by Chris Paul. Klay waits, looks for Curry, can't make the pass. So Klay with 5 on the clock, gets fouled by Chris Paul on a reach-in.
Warriors' fourth foul a moment ago, and this will be the third. And Paul does this all the time. He gets called for it about 10% of the time. That's one reason I said he's the active steals leader in the entire league, and he's probably going to get somewhere 2,000 before the season's over.
Warriors have to throw it in. McCaw checks in, gets the ball to Curry. Curry off the dribble, takes the jumper, no good. Eric Gordon with a rebound. 113-105 Warriors, 4:53 to go. Coming down the wire in Houston. Chris Paul, crossover dribble. Thompson falls down. Now Looney guarding Paul. Looney whistle. It's an offensive foul. Chris Paul wrapped around. Looney was holding his ground. And a turnover.
What a defensive stance from Looney. I can't believe they even blew the whistle.
Yeah, that's a not call.
How about just nothing?
That's nothing. That's just play on.
Wow. That's the first time I've ever seen that kind of call. But Looney had position. Certainly was not a defensive foul.
See, I thought with the way Benny Adams was motioning, I thought it was a big wraparound, but it wasn't at all. Curry with the ball, middle of the floor, right side to Looney, who played well, though, on the sequence. Iguodala gets it low right, rocks into a jumper from Gordon, never had a chance. Chris Paul grabbed it, it's an air ball. Paul comes the other way. Paul, cross court to Gordon. Gordon fakes, takes a dribble, takes a three. It's up and no good. Curry can't get the rebound. Tipped by Tucker to Gerald Green. That's no good. A great chance for the Rockets there. The rebound to the Warriors. Curry on the far side. Dribbles in. Now trapped the baseline. Feeds Looney. Looney in trouble. Feeds to Iguodala. In turn to McCaw, who lays it in low right. It wasn't pretty, but it was effective. And it's 115-105 Warriors with 3:57 to go.
That is one big field goal from 2 feet.
Absolutely. And they had to work so hard. The Rockets were scrambling defensively. Paul, middle of the floor, backs up on top of the logo. Paul has Looney. Now takes a deep three off the dribble and knocked it down. Wow.
Well, he earned that one.
Yes, he did.
And it's still good defense by Looney. Jumped on the shooting hand side. Didn't foul him.
25 for Paul, 4 of 9 outside the arc. Curry gets a switch. Guarded by Gerald Green. Goes right side to Klay. He'll launch. It's rattled and didn't go. Chris Paul with a rebound. Here come the Rockets in transition. Paul between the legs. Drifting through a screen against Looney. Chris Paul has him. Now drives. Goes in. Throws it up. No good. And they force the missed shot. Here comes Curry with a rebound. Bad pass. Deflected away. Run down by Gerald Green. He had Thompson on the right side. He was looking for McCaw. Warriors up 7. Well, the Warriors. Gerald Green launches a 3. That was a little adventurous. Chris Paul circles back trying to steal from Curry, who got the rebound. Curry crosses midcourt down the right side. Guarded by Tucker, the former Sun, former Raptor. And Curry now gets a walking screen by Iguodala. Guarded by Gerald Green. Curry off the dribble. It's a 3. It's up and it's nothing but the bottom of the net for Steph Curry. And the Warriors lead 118-108.
By the time it went in, he was already backed up to half court. He just kind of shocked and surprised Gerald Green on that one.
And by the time the ball hit the deck, Mike D'Antoni called time. Rockets will talk it over. 2:39 to go. The Warriors lead by 10. On the defending champion, Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by Wingstop, the official wings of the Warriors. Warriors and Rockets back on the floor. Chris Paul, by the way, played with 5 fouls right now. So the Warriors could go at him a little bit. We have a technical foul. Who was the technical on? It's on Chris Paul. And Curry hits a free throw. So Chris Paul got teed up during the timeout. And Curry hits that to make it 119-108. And the largest lead for either team in the game is the 11-point advantage the Warriors have right now. 2:38 left. Tim Roy, Jim Barnett at the Toyota Center. Good ball game tonight.
And they're probably going to look for threes here, being down by 11.
There's their modus operandi. Bounce pass by Gordon down the lane, stolen by Draymond. Draymond to Curry. It's Curry with a 3, and it's up and no good. Looney offensive rebound, put back, no good. He got fouled. Gerald Green with a foul. Chris Paul, Draymond Green, and Looney all get tangled up inside.
Well, maybe a little early to start running the clock there, but Stephen Curry was wide open, and he's got the green light to do that. Looney right there for the rebound. I thought he might bring that one up, back out, use the 24 seconds.
Right.
But point-blank range. Can't fault him for that. He's at the line now for two.
If you're Curry or Klay Thompson, you get a wide-open look like that, you have to take it.
You got to take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put it away. But Looney makes the first. Boy, he's been good today.
7 points, 6 rebounds in 12 minutes. Good.
But his defense has been even better.
Yeah.
His defense on Chris Paul, on Eric Gordon, it's been superb. That's why he's getting the minutes.
Second free throw short. Ariza cradled the rebound. Some have decided that that's that. They're heading out with the Warriors leading 120-108.
That's naivety.
Yeah, I agree. Chris Paul, dribble drive on Looney, holds him off, shoveled up with the right hand, missed everything. It's tipped out of bounds by Capella, and the Warriors get it back with 2:09 left.
Chris Paul is so intent on drawing a foul that he doesn't make the shot, which would have been a lot easier straight to the hoop.
If he had just gone, he's forcing Draymond either to guard him or right. leave, you know, or let him go.
Something good is going to happen.
Curry looks back at the bench, gets the play call. Now the Warriors will run a little clock here. Shot clock, Curry just dribbling right in front of the logo. Shot clock down to 10. Goes left off the screen, guarded by Ariza. Backs up, screened by Draymond. Shot clock at 5. Curry dribbles on Capella, goes right by him, beats him like a drum, flipped it up, and no good. Capella with a rebound.
Don't know how it missed it there. Rolled off the rim.
Chris Paul to Gordon. Gordon flashes it, goes up, blocked by Iguodala. He's screaming for a foul. Looney gets it, the rebound to Andre, to Curry. Curry won't shoot, now gets it to Thompson. Back to Curry, and the Warriors will run more clock with 90 seconds left. 120-108 Warriors. Curry lobbed it down to Draymond, guarded by Paul. Klay Thompson with a cut, goes up with the right hand, rejected by Capella. Loose ball tipped by Ariza. Looney back to Draymond, and the Warriors will run 24 more seconds. And now they're going to have to stop it because I don't believe that shot hit the rim. And the shot clock reset.
Well, it's irrelevant. Warriors are going to win it.
It was up. No, it was blocked. And that shot that. It's an easy thing for a guy doing a shot clock to do because it, you know, you see the shot go up.
Right.
And you immediately hit the switch. And now Steve Kerr comes out. Carl A. talks to him. And now 2 seconds with the shot clock for the Warriors. And it will be a side out for Golden State. Iguodala will do the honors in front of the Rockets bench. Curry cuts through, circles out. They throw it over to Draymond. Draymond, jump shot, top of the key. Got it. The clock winding down. He shot it effortlessly. 122-108. The Warriors closing this out here in Houston.
I thought he might try to get an assist to get the triple-double.
No, he only had 2 seconds. I think he was.
I know.
Chris Paul guarded by Looney again. This time right side of the key. Throws the corner instead. Jumper up and good that time for Gerald Green, who's just been automatic tonight.
8 of 15 from 3. He did take that one quick one, though. It all good, but there's a little bit bad there, too.
122-111 Warriors. Curry, far side. Dribbles on Gerald Green. Pass to Draymond. Back to Curry. Give and go. Down the lane. Flipped it up and in. Beautiful basketball between Draymond and Steph Curry. 124-111. Chris Paul off a screen. Paul bounce pass Capella, flies in. It's blocked by Klay Thompson, who is called for a foul. And Capella hit the deck.
I love the challenge.
Yep.
Didn't give ground. Rotated over. Caught him right at the top. And Capella had to work to make sure he got fouled.
And it's a smart play because Capella is a 59% free throw shooter. It's a percentage play. Might as well challenge it. And if you get the block, you get the block. If not, you foul him. You don't give him the dunk automatically. And then Capella misses the first free throw. Capella very good at finishing at the rim. He's 7 of 10 in the game tonight, which is just above his season average from the floor at 68%, which leads the NBA. Second free throw is up, and that's short. And the rebound to Iguodala quickly to Curry. 30 seconds to go. Rockets won't foul, and the Warriors will have split the season series with Houston with another match coming in a couple of weeks here at the Toyota Center. Curry with the ball. Pass up top, Draymond. To Klay Thompson, 7 to shoot. Over to Andre. He'll take it. It's a 3. It's an air ball. 13 seconds to go. And the Warriors closing this out in the fourth quarter. Chris Paul, right corner 3. Jumper's up and good for the Rockets. 4.4 to go. Curry will catch, and that is that. The Golden State Warriors will have a three-game lead in the West. Rockets fall to 27-10. The Warriors are now 31-8. Thanks to a 124-114 victory here in Houston.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.